We'll go back a little bit. I didn't have this book before. A lot of we spoke about just to add things so we have more about them. He said that we start, finally start saying Stichos today, everyone knows, right? Yes, finally start saying Stichos. We're going to start saying soon, very soon, in 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks. Right? 2.5 weeks. 2 weeks from Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah? So soon?
Yeah,
2 weeks on Sunday. 24 days I'm going to Uman. 24 days to flying out. That's it, 24 days. You counting now? So yeah, you love, you have to count. Anyways, so we start saying Slichas. We said that Slichas, we say from Chatzot of the night and onwards. You don't do before Chatzot in the night. And you can say it also during the day, and by yeah, you can say all day long if you
missed it.
If you
missed it at night.
You missed it at night, you missed it early in the morning, you missed it in the Shachris, you can say it in the afternoon. Okay.
You
don't
say the
15
minute.
No, if you have a minute in the afternoon, fine, great. Yeah. Okay. Before Mincha, before Mincha, that's the main thing. Before Mincha.
It's not all day.
Can, all day.
All day before Mincha.
Mincha could be till 7 o'clock in the evening. Okay. Yeah. What's better? The best time to say Slichas, that will give you the priorities. The best time to say Slichas is right before the morning. The last part of the night. Before the morning. When it's still night out. Yeah? When it's still night time out, but it's the end of the night.
Around
when? It depends on the night will be in 2 weeks. It'll be 6:30 probably. It'll be at 6:30 before.
After the
Shachar, before the day, before the night. So if the night will be 6:30, davening will start at around 6, so around 5:30, that's when they're going to start saying. Okay, 5:30, 5:15, depends where. Yeah, around 5:30, that's the best time to say Slichas, right before the nights. Second the best is, if you can't get up so early, but you're a person who goes to sleep late, second the best is after Chatzos of the night. You don't have to wait the Chatzos of Rabbeinu, you can do it also in other Chatzos, it doesn't make a difference. After the midnight, in the according to the Luach, point to the calendar and look when it's Chatzos. There's usually minyanim also then to do.
Then it's 12:40. After 12:40 to do it.
Yeah.
So do you think it's not so and then you
can say that? No, and the third and the last, not the best is when it's already morning.
After Shabbat?
Before Shabbat.
Always before Shabbos.
No, it depends. If you're going to miss Shabbos time, so then you do Shabbos first. But if you're still good with the time, so before Shabbos. Set up? Okay. So before Chatzot of night, don't say. Before Chatzot, we don't say. If it's minyanim before Chatzot of night, you better off not davening there. Okay?
So like if they do something like at 10 o'clock at night,
better off to get up early, go to the kotel and dive in there. Take a taxi to the kotel and dive in there. Okay? Or go to the shul with the daven normally. It's not good. According to Kabbalah, it's dangerous even.
To what?
To say slichot before midnight. Nighttime before midnight. Okay. Some say that if it's close to Chatzot, within the 2 hours, fine, stay there a little bit. But according to Kabbalah, it's still permitted, it's not a Avera. But according to Kabbalah, it's not good at all. Not good at all. So you decide, the person could do it, but it's better off to get up, either to stay up later and then go to different shul, or get up early and go to the shul, or stay even in the daytime, but not at that time at night, it's not a good time to do it. Usually in most places, the first, in Ashkenazim, the first slichas, every year the first slichas of Ashkenazim is Motzei Shabbat, right? That's Sunday before Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat. Most, in a lot of places, they do it on Chatzot, after Chatzot of the night. Not everyone does it like that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in the airport. And maybe I'll manage just to exactly say slichas, and then I have to go to the airport. Mm. My flight's at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. It's to work.
I'm going to Ukraine, to Uman. Heard of that
thing? You're going for...
For a week.
For 10 days?
No. 9 days.
9 days.
So you have to be at the airport at 5 in the morning?
No, I have to be on the plane at 5 in the morning. That means I have to leave my house 4 hours before, and I want to leave.
This is in 1 in the morning.
Yeah, so maybe I'll do it in the airport. No, we'll have a minion. Don't worry, I'll have to go to Roma. Don't worry. Also, there's a shul there. Everything's okay. Yeah, I won't manage to do it before. I'll have to go to the airport and do it in the airport.
So the flight leaves at 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
So you have to be at the airport at 1.
You have to be in the airport at 1. I don't have to be in the airport.
No,
I don't go so early there. I go 2.5 hours. I'm there 2.5 hours before. It's plenty.
No, so it's 20 to 1, the other hot so. And by another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to be even earlier. 12:30,
yeah?
So
maybe
12:25.
Maybe it's. So. Yeah. So
it's going to be said in English, but I
Yeah, of course. Of course. Who's that? Hello?
Important to understand what we're saying. Right?
Yeah, more important to understand than to read.
Okay. Some of them are very long, also. You can't manage to say long.
So, as long as the Yud Gimel Midah is the main thing.
You do what?
The Yud Gimel Midah is 13 meters, and that's the main thing.
You ever heard of Ashkenazi saying Shabbos the way the Spartans do?
Sometimes people do why?
I mean, they're starting now. So are there any Ashkenazi that would start now? Probably not.
If you go, you can join a minion, why not? But, not something.
I think you hear one?
Yes.
Oh, please. Thank you.
That's why we're here. In this room. Just looking for things to... Okay. Hatarat Nedarim. We know that Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone does Hatarat Nedarim, releasing the vows, right?
After the davening.
After davening in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. And we say, okay. Yeah, we say, we do twice the davening. We do Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we say, Kol Nidri and Yom Kippur at night. That's what Tarat Nedarim. Right? And we say what it says. By the way, you don't say it in Hebrew if you don't understand it. You say it in English. The people understand English. So they know what you're saying, and you know what they're saying back to you.
But what if you're in front of three guys that don't understand English?
Yeah, that's my problem.
So they have to understand what you're saying and tell them.
But they know what you're saying.
So you tell them, I'm reading exactly what you have in front of you, just in English. Let's see now, maybe he talks about it. It says in the Gemara that if someone takes a vow and doesn't keep it, his children could die, his wife could die. The Gemara says the child is going to be good. And who we have to do it in front of? It has to be three adults that look like adults, not that they look like babies. Now, like a 13-year-old that maybe doesn't have two pubic hairs yet, you can't do it. Yes, we still looks like an adult. Yeah, it could be relatives of yours. It could be a father, three children. Not a problem. Okay. Now, sometimes maybe you saw that you have three people saying to three people. You ever saw that? Not one on three. three birot.
What, three say at the same time?
Yeah.
But another three?
Yeah. It's not the best. But if the time is pressing and then ends month, you're allowed to do it. It's not the best.
You're allowed to do what? If time is pressing.
It's the pressing time, you don't have time. You're allowed to have three people, four or ten people standing in front of three and tell you to read together the text. But it's not the best. The best is that one standing in front of three and they're doing that thousand dollars for him. Women, Michora, also have the thousand daim. So it's not news, but then they're going to stand for all women are going to stand for men now. So when do they have to go? That's why women are very important also for them to be in Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre, they sit together with the chazan, and then that's the thousand daim for them also. That's why women always go to thousand daim, right? The Kol Nidre, right? Kol Nidre, the women's second is back. What happened? What's Kol Nidre? Thousand daim. For the women, it's very important to be there. Another way is that when a person does not die, okay, he says, his wife tells him before, you'll be my shliach. And then he tells the TV people, what I'm saying is also for my wife. And then when they answer back, everything is permitted for you, everything is this, they should say in plural, lachem and not lecha. Until a boy is not 13, it doesn't have to do a thousand daim, even if he's 12. Okay, this is learned.
Do cell phones work in the Ukraine?
Yeah. You going? So, yes.
I'm just curious.
No, the question is, will the Ukrainians be blowing planes out of the sky again?
Who said it was the Ukrainians? They don't know.
Oh, they know.
They don't know. Yeah. Skipping a little bit, stuff which is more practical for us. It says here, in Alach HaTet, Afarpi שכל ימות השנה מתפללים בלחש פה השנה מכיפור נוהגים לומר בכל רם להטעות ולהטעות אחרי שינה כיוון שמציעים באדם מחזורי even though usually in the Zohar it says that he's supposed to have him very very quietly 18 he's done so quietly that no one can hear how much no one can hear at all but and he says here, the Shulchan Aruch says here that on Rosh Hashanah you can have it a little bit louder. You'll be able to hear yourself clearly. Because then when you hear yourself, you can be more concentrated. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, not too loud. Yeah? A little bit loud. Yeah? And we're not afraid that people are going to get confused because everyone has a machzor in front of his eyes. No one knows it by heart. Or maybe Rabbi Yishuv Kohen knows it by heart. Most people don't know it by heart. Everyone has a machzor on Rosh Hashanah. And in the minhag, after the davening, to say L'shama tova tekosef, he should be written to a good year. And if it's a woman, he tells her, well, you're an uman, there's no one to say it to. But if you're an uman, what do you say? L'shama tova tekosevi. You could also say it in English, it's fine. If you say it in plural, you should. Tekosevu. Yeah. And the Magen Avraham says, not only should be written, Shemitah tekotev v'sechosen. Also, you should be signed. Not only should be written, you should be signed also. That's what you should say. Yeah. Also, the second night, some say you could say it. The minhag is usually you don't say it. You just say the first night, afterwards you just say, Yom Tov. Chag Sameach. So. Yeah. Yopi. Now, did you say anything about this? know the Shmonesra he has here, Mamash, it's according to the Kabbalah, he should be very silent. He shouldn't make any, not even Rosh Hashanah. It's something to do with like Malachim or something. Tafku Feig Gimel. It says in the Shulchan Aruch. יהיה אדם רגיל לאכול ראש השנה רוביה דהיינו טלטל. A person should be, I don't know all these things in English. A person should be used to eating on Rosh Hashanah rubia, which is tiltan. I have no idea what rubia is. What is rubia? So the Mishnah, the first thing that it says here: each medina, each state, should eat things that sound good in their language. Understand? Like it says in the Machzor, say this, say that. Fine, b'seder, because that's what they spoke then. I said already every year, I say this. Once I didn't have anything, one Rosh Hashanah, I think I was taking Rosh Hashanah Numan, I had challah. And that was my siman. I had challah. I said, Yirotzon, challah is lashon, lachul. It should fall on us, should be on us. I make many brachas. Yirotzon, that we're eating this challah, will fall on us all the good things. Baruch Hashem. You can make up things, okay? I don't know. You think in English about things, okay? You can do it in English also. No?
We have we had a tradition that we got from someone. Lettuce, raisin, celery, sile.
Hmm?
Lettuce, raisin, celery, salad. Which means lettuce, have a raisin, celery, salary.
Lettuce, have a raisin. Very good. Yes. That's in America when everyone has to have to, their salary stuff has to be raised, right? Yeah. That's rubia, yeah.
Yeah.
How do I say in English?
Beans.
It's a type of bean.
Type of bean, yeah.
Anyways.
Black peas. Black eyed peas.
Yeah, black eyed peas, yeah.
Why don't you only have
I had also potatoes. I said, I didn't have money to pay for a meal. And they gave out potatoes and challah. I said, hey. And it was like this year, it was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.
Right.
So Thursday and Friday, that's what I ate for 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And then Friday night, someone came over to us and gave us tickets to go into the dining room for free. So we went in. And it was good we went in then, because the meal beforehand, people ate there and the meat was bad. And they had stomach aches.
Some saved it.
I had my bread, but the bread wasn't bad. The potatoes were good.
But it's hard to get bread that goes bad, I mean, except for the mold.
Yeah. So,
but
we manage, don't worry.
The meat, that can be dangerous.
You know, in Uman, I heard a rayon, I say rayon, an interview with the guy who's the head of Kashrus in Uman, in the Shiners where we're going to buy. On Sunday, I'm buying, by the way. There's money deal on Sunday, yeah. So, and he said, the head of Kashrus in Uman, he said that the Kashrus in this kitchen is better probably than any big kitchen in Israel. He said, who chefs? People from the Eid HaFaridis, and they do it also according to the Sephardim, because usually the Eid HaFaridis don't. Also going to the Sephardim, Chala, Klat, and Ashkenazim don't need Klat, they don't need Klat. Only Sephardim need Klat. And they finished, they shechted already in the winter. They shechted many cows and many chickens. Everything's frozen. All they have a huge sifter, and they sifted all the flour already. They baked already everything. Everything's in the freezer. And they check each fish. They have carps, carpion. They check each one with the table. Thousands of fish. Tons, I don't know how much. I'm not exaggerating. It's the dining room of thousands of people. Tens of thousands of people. Maybe 30,000 people eat there. 20,000 people eat there.
Weren't there like 40,000 people last time?
Yeah, but not everyone eats in the same place.
Okay.
And they check each fish for bugs, for the
worms.
For the worms. And the heads of the salmons. They clean out all the heads of the salmons. And he said also that by this Thursday already, by today, they finished checking all the beans, all the rice, everything. They checked one by one. A lot of people are standing and checking, like you check at home. Everything's, this is 100%. By the way, he said that, they say that people say Coca-Cola is not kosher in Ukraine. He says it's shtuyot. Coca-Cola, the company Coca-Cola, the regular Coca-Cola, I'm not recommending it to drink, but if you're in Ukraine, it's kosher, he said 100%.
Coca-Cola?
That's what people say, they're only Pepsi, this is not true. So. He knows. He said, I checked it personally, he said. And there's a kosher, there's a very, 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 very extremely high level. Probably more than I keep my own kosher. So anyway, then you should eat rubia, this black, what do you call black eye bean? Kalti. Kalti is leek. Yeah. Silka. Leek. Silka is selek, is a
beet.
Beet. Some people eat beets, some people eat the green of the beets. Beet leaves, it's called. Alei selek. Kara. Tamre. Tamre is tamarim. Dates.
China provides all this stuff?
A lot of them, yeah. Yeah, of course. Two nights. Both nights. Different ones at each night. Yeah, Kara. I don't know what Kara is. No, Ezra? I think it's maybe spinach, right?
It could be spinach.
Spinach, I think. And when you say rubia, when you eat rubia, you should say we should have a lot of merits, because rubia is lashon of harbe, right? A lot. When you eat kalti, which is leek, if you want to eat leek, you have to check it from above. Yeah, kalti, you can say yikaltu soneinu. Ashkenazim use different things. Here there's more green things because that's what they had here now. This soy, that's what they had in Arab countries.
What about
Ashkenazim use carrots more. Squash?
Squash.
Yeah, of course. Hashem just squash our enemies. Squash them. Squeeze them.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Hashem should pump them in the head. I don't know. Yeah, of course. You can make everything from anything.
Oh, for the dish, we have a tradition where Dardo Vox, he would do a ventriloquist act, singing opera. So he did the entire... Pirates of Penzance. Modern Major General. He did the entire opera for the modern Major General for the Pirates of Penzance.
Tov, I don't know, but I don't know. I think in Rosh Hashanah we should be more serious than that. It's not a joking thing. It's a judgment. To be said, some people they don't. They on the first day there's a minhag not to talk at all until after Musaf.
All day long.
At least until after the first day.
It's happening anyway. So
yeah, but they have the meals.
You get up until Musaf. Don't talk.
Yeah, the meals. They have meals also. Yeah, meals also.
After Musaf.
Yeah, I'm talking about the meal at night.
Maybe from the meal at night.
From Maariv until that.
Musaf.
Until Musaf, should be very, because that's the main judgment. The first, especially the first day. First day.
So the meal at the Mar, that should be a silent meal.
Yeah. You know, you could talk. Dibur Torah. Torah, you could talk. Of course, all the time, as much as you can. Torah, we talk, but not jokes, not opera songs. Okay. That's why when you come to Uman, they see a little bit different than what you saw in America. You eat beets, you say, Yistalpu Eveinu, our enemies should get lost. In other words. Also dates, if someone's not married, you could say, I should have one date, and that's all, and that'll be it.
Well, I'm trying to convince my daughters for that.
Dates, you say in Hebrew, Itamu Soneinu, Tamar. Tamar, Itamu Soneinu, our enemies should end. No more. Yikara, Hashem should tear away our the bad decrees, Yikra. Some people, the Rama says, now we go to the Ashkenazim. Some people in the Ashkenazi countries didn't have most of these things. And other things, that apples, because apples grow in cold climates. Right? The apples, so you can say, tapuach, some people are going to eat tapuach with honey, and they say, we should have a sweet year. Some people eat pomegranates, and they say that we should have a lot of merits, like pomegranate has a lot of seeds.
I heard there's 613 seeds.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. No one knows who ever counted.
People have actually counted them.
Nah, I don't believe it.
We had a pomegranate tree in our backyard.
I don't believe it. That's so true. Not that I believe you had a pomegranate tree. I don't believe it has 613
seeds.
What?
613 seeds.
Yeah, and the minhag is to eat meat on the, okay, all vegetarian people? Meat on Rosh Hashanah.
Chicken?
No, meat.
What about if you're a vegetarian?
Yeah, that's my question.
So you eat the meat of the avocado. Also meat. Meat. You don't have to eat meat. I'm not telling you you have to eat. The minhag. I'll just go into bed and say it also. Ochlim Rosh Keves, we eat the head of a lamb, and we say we should be like to a head and not for a tail.
Yeah, my
and
wife.
Also, if
my wife refuses to cook it.
Memory, you don't have to eat the whole head. You could have a piece of the head, which no one knows the difference between if it's that or if it's a piece of the steak of the. Once I had the shape of the head in my soup. Interesting.
Was it real head or just the shape?
Oh, the head. And Zecher le'Elosh of Yitzchak. It's also remembrance to the ram of Yitzchak instead of Yitzchak.
Remember the ram of Yitzchak.
Yeah. Some people don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Why not?
Because they don't want to
be nuts. Very good. And also another thing.
It means sins.
It's
equivalent to sins.
It's a gematria to sin. Chet. It goes in chet at the same gematria. So we don't eat it. And also another reason. If you eat nuts, if you eat too much, it causes a person a lot of phlegm. They can't have it. Clearly.
And peanuts are not nuts. They're legumes.
Legumes. Kidney. And we go afterwards, after davening, in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, if it's not Shabbos, we go to the river, or to a bucket of water, if you don't have a river. Yeah, and we say, we do tashlich.
You can do tashlich with a bucket of water?
Yeah, if you don't have anything else. Or aquarium is also good. Well, you have so many sins, it doesn't fit in the bucket.
Yeah. In Baltimore, we actually had a stream that ran through the Jewish neighborhood. You know, a fresh water stream. It just flowed.
Oh, you went there?
And yeah. All the, everybody.
Also, a Neumann is like that.
We sang and we danced.
But in Yerushalayim, there's no stream of water here.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? There are streams of water in the mountains. You have to go by Lifta. There are places of water. There's a minhag not to sleep on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's the true minhag to do.
And what's the last part?
It's true to do that.
Ah,
a person should do that. Should not sleep on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. In Uman, it's not a problem. In the big
meeting. Lasts at 3.
The davening is until 3:30. And then you eat. And then you go back. You do Kibbutz. You do Mincha. You do Tashlich. You do Maariv. And it's the second night already. There's no time to sleep. But it's not that you fall asleep and die.
Just for the dream, all the other.
Yeah, that's
good.
It's a waste of time.
At least half an hour to sleep then.
Or should the Tashlich at midnight?
When at midnight?
It's a Hasidic custom in the Shura.
When at midnight? In Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Never heard that.
We were singing Nancy, and I'll never forget this one night, the taxi pulls up. And a Jewish person gets out of the taxi, and she said, I just wanted to be here with you and see what this was like.
She wasn't religious.
The only way to get here was by taxi. I hope you don't find it offensive. And she sat there for half hour.
Huh?
It was strange one time. But I missed that.
So how do you properly cook a sheep's head?
If it's just the meat, you just do meat. Like you do any meat. If it's a head with the bones and everything, put it in a soup. Now, we say Yotzom Yifanecha Hashem Eloheinu V'Eloh Abiseinu. We say Hashem's name. Okay? You don't have to do it. Some people say, Yotzom Yifnei Avinu Shebashamayim. Yeah, in front of the, our Father in Heaven.
Well, this is after washing for bread, right?
Rega, we didn't talk about that yet. There's two minagim.
So you have to buy a sheep's head. The sheep has to be shechted properly. You just can't buy a head, right?
You can buy a head of the hechsher.
I know, but I mean, but you just can't buy the head of a sheep. You can't say to the guy, cut that head off of that sheep, I want it. You can't do that, right?
There's two minhagim. Most people do it after washing their hands. You wash and then do the simanim. You want to make. But I saw the Moroccans, they don't do like that. They do the simanim and then they make kiddush, do the simanim. Now you have to remember something, you have to make a bracha, even if you're in the meal. It's not part of the meal. Okay?
Did you make a bracha?
We normally have kiddush, wash for challah, have the challah, and then have the simanim.
Or you can have the simanim and wash for challah afterwards. You can do either.
No, but you could do either. But then you have to eat very little of each thing. You don't have to have, you won't be chayav bracha final. But even if you have dates in the middle of a meal, it's not part of your meal. Meal is stuff that you eat with bread. You eat dates with bread? No. You eat pomegranates with bread? No. You eat apples with bread? Is it the main part of the meal? Even if you don't eat bread, is it the main part of the meal? The rice, the chicken? No. So you have to make a separate bracha on them. You have to make also boiled pradama if it's not something that you eat. If it's something that usually you eat, you don't have to make a bracha on them. It says it like here. It says it here. Even though it says in the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't read it yet. I'll get to it in a second. Tapuach matok bidvash, right? Some people eat a sweet apple with honey. A sweet apple, not a green apple, not a sour apple. Sweet apple. Some people don't eat chalif at all. Nothing bitter, nothing sharp. Only sweet things. Ashkenazi, no?
Pickles also.
No pickles, nothing. You could eat. You can. You could do whatever you want. No halacha like that. Some people have a siman. They don't want to eat. Okay. Okay, when you eat an apple with honey, you don't make bracha on the honey, you make a bracha only on the apple. And even though he's eating the apple after he made a mitzi, nevertheless, he has to make a bracha on it. Not a big chiddush.
I told you that 100 times.
If it's not part of the meal, and part of the meal means either you eat it with the bread, or it's one of the main dishes in the meal, and an apple is not one of the main, candy is a part of the meal. A candy, you want to eat a candy in the middle of chocolate, in the middle of the meal, it's part of the meal. No. So you make a bracha on that.
Charcoal.
Yeah. Only liquids we don't
make. What if you're going to eat a little bread, just a regular meal, and you want to eat a little apple, but you want to keep eating bread?
Doesn't make a difference.
You still should make that bracha on the apple?
Yeah. Unless you eat it with the bread, on the bread. Put it on the bread. You eat together, fine.
Simultaneously.
Yeah. But otherwise, I make a separate bracha.
Like apple butter.
I don't know what apple butter means.
It's like a marmalade.
But poor Adama, you don't make a bracha in the middle of the meal.
Unless
it's something that you eat.
The rumia.
So if it's something that you eat anyways in the meal, it's food that you eat in the meal, like a wubia, you do eat in the middle of the meal. No?
Could.
You could eat it as part of the meal.
So then you would not.
You would not.